You can sit or lie down comfortably on your back. Your eyes can be open or closed, however you feel most at ease. And we begin by offering loving kindness to ourselves, by silently repeating phrases like, "May I be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease." You can find these phrases or three or four phrases that are meaningful to you. Repeat them with enough space and enough silence so that it's a rhythm that's pleasing to you. This is like the song of the heart. It's just one phrase at a time, with all of your attention gathered behind that one phrase. May I be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease. Or whatever phrases you may be using. If you find your attention wandering, don't worry about it. You can simply let go of distractions and begin again. Feelings, thoughts, or memories may come and go. You can allow them to arise and pass away. Here the anchor is not your breath, but the repetition of these phrases. May I be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease. And you can call to mind someone who's helped you. They've been good to you or kind to you. Or maybe you've never met them, but they've inspired you. If someone like that comes to mind, bring them here. You can get an image of them. Say their name to yourself. Get a feeling for their presence. And offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. You can wish for them just what it is you've wished for yourself. Maybe it's an adult, maybe it's a child, maybe it's an animal. Someone, when you think of them, you smile. If there's someone like that, that comes to mind, you can begin directing the phrases to them. May you be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease. Even if the words don't fit totally, it doesn't matter. They're the conduits of your heart. They're the vehicle for connection. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. Call to mind someone you know who's hurting, who's having a difficult time right now. You can get an image of them, say their name to yourself, get a feeling of their presence, and offer the phrases of loving kindness to them. May you be safe. Be happy. Be healthy. Live with ease. And if you find your attention wandering, you don't have to be discouraged. Just gently let go and return your attention to the phrases, one phrase at a time. You can call to mind someone you might encounter just now and then, a neighbor, maybe someone you see when you walk your dog. Perhaps you don't even know their name, but you can picture them, get a feeling of their presence. Though you might not know much or anything about them, you don't know their story. We can know that this person wants to be happy just as we do. That they're vulnerable to pain or loss, just as we are, and we can wish them well. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. You can call to mind a difficult person, someone whom you have trouble getting along with, or whose words or actions are difficult for you. They're hard to bear in some way. May you be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. If you pick someone like that but find that it's just too hard to send them loving kindness, then just go back to sending loving kindness to yourself. In that moment, you're the one who's suffering, who's irritated, who's annoyed. So you're quite worthy of some compassionate attention. And then you can offer your well wishes, the force of loving kindness, to all beings everywhere, all people, all creatures, all those in existence, known and unknown, near and far. May all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. You can direct the force of loving kindness to all beings in front of you, every form of life. And to either side. All beings behind you. Above. And below, may all beings be safe, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And as you go throughout your day, you have various encounters, conversations. If you're speaking to someone else, see if you can actually gather your attention and be there to listen. If you meet a stranger, you go to the supermarket, and you interact with the checkout person. See if you can pay attention to them quite fully, wishing for their happiness, their well-being, just as you would wish for yourself.